From Capital Broadcasting Company and WRAL-FM, welcome to Wine and Dandy, because wine is fun and we intend to prove it. I'm Sarah King.
I'm Jamie Caskey.
And today we are going to talk about red blends.
I'm excited because red blends are some of my favorites.
They truly are. And you always ask me, when are we going to do red blends? And I'm like, I don't know why I've shied away from them, but I think today's a good day to do it. They're everywhere. You always see them. So I decided to call Jen King up at Seaboard Wine Warehouse. And they donated wine to this podcast, as they always do. And we are eternally grateful for them. And they're open right now for those of you in the Triangle area. You can call their expert staff and they will pick out the wine for you to your palate. And then when you get there, they will put it in your car for you and no touch necessary. Quarantine safe.
No touchy, as we like to say. And if you already know what you want, of course, you can just tell them and they'll package it up for you. Or they have a great list of, can you tell I've been looking at their website? They have a great list of red tag wines that they are updating constantly. In case you want to try something different, you can try what's on sale and mix that up with your favorites and they'll build a case for you. Or really, they'll do any amount, any kind of wine. You can pick your own or they'll pick for you, basically.
Exactly. So let's just jump right in. So our first wine is a French wine. So, you know, I like it.
So fancy. Yes.
I know. I mean, I hope I like it. I haven't had it yet. Should we say that we've had it?
We should tell what happened. And this is totally on me. Okay. First, I do want to explain how we're doing this. Because we are in the pandemic and we are, of course, not together like we normally would be in the studio, we are using a fabulous podcast tool called Squadcast. So we can see each other because it helps us go off of each other's expressions, which we like to. We're very expressive people.
Yeah.
But one of us originates that signal and one of us gets tagged in. And the one of us who originated the signal, and her name starts with J.
Jamie!
Screwed up and didn't hit record.
Yeah, so we've done
a lot of this.
We've done not one, but two podcasts already. And they were practice runs. So we're starting from square one. And it's okay, Jamie.
I would like to give a shout out to Sarah's husband, Eddie, who is watching their four-year-old Luca.
Yes!
And thought he was close to the end of that. And she was supposed to go to the grocery store. And then she had to go out and say, oh, Eddie, accidentally, Jamie didn't hit record. And I heard him go, oh. But the lovely thing about Eddie is, I know he did it for me.
Because he was like, oh, my God. I was like, yeah, we did two podcasts. So yeah. I need a snack because we just had wine. I also want to give a shout out to my booty because I have been on air for my morning show from 5 a.m. It is now 12:30.
Yes.
My booty is killing me, but we're going to make this happen. We got two podcasts to do, so let's just do it. So the first one we have is called Domaine Champierre, which makes me sound way more bilingual than I actually am. it's a Côte de Rhône, and a lot of Côte de Rhônes are actually red blends. This is a 2018. I didn't realize this until Jen King picked out the wines for us because I couldn't shop for the wines. I like to go in there and choose the wines myself for these, for my ideas. But I couldn't this time. So I just told her, I said, I want to do red blends. And she picked out three red blends for us, each of them from a very different part of the world.
That's a great idea too. Smart, smart Jen.
Jen is actually, if I'm being 100% honest, I think she's the smartest wine professional in the Triangle.
Oh, very nice.
As far as wine knowledge goes, I've not met anyone that I think surpasses her.
You'll hear her on some of our podcasts. She has come in and talked to us in studio.
So let's pour ourselves a little bit of this Domaine Champierre. Do you have enough left?
Oh, yeah. I just poured a little tiny bit.
Let's talk about what are you pouring from, Jamie Caskey?
This week, I am pouring from, last time I had to drink a bunch of Diet Coke, but that's not good for me.
So
I took a step down on drank a lot of Lipton Diet Green Tea with Citrus, washed those bottles, and when Sarah dropped it off as socially distancing yesterday, I labeled it with torn pieces of scrap paper.
There we are. So but at least you're drinking out of a glass and not the bottle. So let's look
that's
at the
true.
Bottle. So let's
that's
give it a whiffy whiff.
Okay.
Oh, it smells so good.
Yeah, it smells very smooth.
Well, let's talk about the grapes that are in this. It's 60% Grenache Noir, which I knew that Côte de Rhône was Grenache. I didn't realize like Noir was an option, but apparently it's a black Grenache grape. So very dark Grenache grape. Mm-hmm. This wine is pretty dark. 20% Syrah and 20% Mourvèdre, which is a French grape.
Yes, Mourvèdre is something we haven't really talked about before.
Yeah, it's a blending grape. Like I said, I'm not an expert. I know more than most, but I'm not an expert. I've never seen Mourvèdre offered alone. It's just something they use to blend.
Okay.
And I don't even know what it adds. I hate to say
what is the mindset behind that? This grape just adds a little layer, I guess.
My guess would be structure, given mm-hmm. that Syrah isn't terribly tannic and Grenache is certainly not tannic.
Right.
So I would guess it would be for structure, but I honestly don't know.
Okay. And what's our alcohol content on this bottle and price?
14%. And you can pick it up for a really good price for French wine, $12.99.
Oh, you could super impress people.
Yeah.
When you're, you know, virtual cocktail party, when you hold up the bottle label.
Yeah. I've only had a couple of those and I'm better at in-person ones.
I'm better at in-person ones, but it is nice to see people's faces. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is also interesting to see what people are having as their cocktail from home. Mm. People's access to what they want to drink and eat is somewhat limited. And you'll see, for instance, we're doing a lot of freezer diving right now for food. And you can get real creative in that. Blackberries with fish? Sure, why not?
Oh, yeah. I had I have to go to the grocery store later today, which after doing 4 podcasts ought to be interesting. But I have to get food because we have literally no food. I'm proud of us for it. Yeah. But I asked for breakfast today. He's like, we don't have anything. And I was like, we have tahini, we have honey, we have salt, we have bread. I want all those things together. And it was okay.
Like as a spread?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I love tahini.
I do too, but I'm having trouble picturing it with honey and...
Oh, it's so good. Bread. There's a really good sauce you can dip stuff in. Like mm-hmm. I like to put it over grilled eggplant. It's tahini with maple syrup, lime juice, ginger, and salt. And then, of course, olive oil, because I put olive oil on everything.
Right.
And, it's so delicious.
Now, we've been having, my youngest is living with us right now, and he makes a tahini-based sweet potato broccoli dish.
Yum.
Very good. Very good.
You know what else that's really good? Is brownies.
Really?
Well, would you like a peanut butter brownie?
Yeah, I would like a peanut butter. Yeah, because it is a little bit salty. Yeah.
Yeah. So swirl in some salted tahini when you make your brownies and it's heaven.
All right. Excellent. Can you tell we're hungry? It's lunchtime.
I've been up since 5. Haven't moved from this chair. My butt is numb. It's fine. So this one is light. It's floral. Mm. I think it's delicious. I get like a rose, thing going on, and maybe some stewed fruit. I'm sorry, I take that back. I get currant.
I get a little bit of pepper and a little bit of bite. Now, to be honest, Sarah, I've never had currant, so there's a little tiny red berries, right?
Yeah, they're light and they're very bright, and they got like a bite to them.
Oh, okay. That makes sense then. Yeah. I should try that actually, because that does come up as a wine reference from time to time.
And they're yummy. Don't try the absolute vodka currant. It's disgusting.
Oh, I was just going to try the fruit, but yeah.
Oh, well, I'm just saying. Just throwing that out there. My first experience when I was 21 years old was I was living by myself. I got a 1-bedroom apartment for myself because I'm an independent lady. And
power to the women.
Power to the ladies. And I was going to be fancy one night and I bought myself from the liquor store Absolute Courant because it sounded fancy. Mm-hmm. And it was horrible. Not just bad, horrible.
Ew, yeah.
But don't do it. Let's take a break before we hit our next 2 wines. See you in a minute. So we're back. And the next red blend that we're trying is called Rabble.
I have on my label written beautiful on this handwritten label from when we scratched it out when we were changing wine yesterday. What is that reference, do you think?
Well, I'm assuming it means the label because the label truly is beautiful. It's and surprisingly, this is an $18.99 bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not cheap. And they spent a little money on this label. They're embossed. And they're colored and they're beautiful. And they're actually from woodblock prints done in the 1400s called the Nuremberg Chronicles. And this whole, they apparently have a series of wine called the Forces of Nature. And this one is called, this one is an apocalyptic comet with a unicorn and phoenix falling upon Florence.
Can you see all of that on the label? You can, can't you?
I can't find the unicorn. I think I see the phoenix. I was looking for it earlier, and I don't know where the unicorn is, but I think I see the phoenix.
It's like a grown-up highlights magazine. Can you?
Yeah. But yeah, so this Rabble mm-hmm. is from Tooth and Nail Winery in Paso Robles, California. And that's in the south of California. And I only know that because when I was nursing Luca, I worked at Seaboard One Warehouse, and I'd have to take breaks to pump in the middle of the day. And they had a map of California and all their wine regions. So I got really familiar with all the wine regions because it was the only thing in there with the toilet paper and the Lysol. So I just stare at it.
Yes, I'd pretty much ace that.
Yeah. And I really was hoping that they'd give me that poster. They moved. I don't even know if they still have it. If they do, though, I need to talk to Doug because yes. I really want it.
Yeah, that would be so cool. Framed in your house, and it really evokes a nice memory.
Oh, yeah. The big orange cord coming from the wine floor, coming into the bathroom.
Well, and Rabble is an interesting name. And I don't get that from Comet?
It's an apocalyptic comet. It's destroying Florence. So maybe like rubble, I don't know.
Rabble, yeah. And why you got to Florence? That's one of my favorite cities in the whole wide world.
It's beautiful. I've seen it, but I've never been through it. This wine is 90% Merlot, 8% Cabernet Sauvignon, 2% Petite Syrah, and it's been aged in oak. That's what I know about it.
When you say 2% Petite Syrah, is that just kind of like a dash of Petite Syrah? I mean, that's pretty much what it sounds like.
Well, Petite Syrah is pretty big.
So you only really need a dash.
Yeah, I'm assuming they put it in there for structure, just like they put the Cab Sav. So it's mostly Merlot with a little more structure is what I'm guessing. And I'm totally faulting you. I've had it before. This is a big wine.
It doesn't really have much of a Swiss. It just smells like red wine. I'm not getting an overline, like, hey, I smell this.
It tastes like licorice.
Okay, I would like to say that Sarah, because we've had so much wine, keeps trying to speak into her wine glass and sip from her microphone.
I'm not the one who didn't push play, okay?
Pandemic technology is going to be my undoing.
I'm doing the best I can, buddy. I've been up since 5 and had a piece of toast. But the wine is good. It does. Now that I've had it a second time, though, the licorice is very prevalent.
I like it because, you know, I like a black licorice, and I think this is terrific.
It's good. I can't sip it, though. I'm going to need food with this.
What would you pair it with?
Obviously, anything this big and red, I would put with some kind of meat.
Yeah.
A grilled meat. Mm-hmm. The char on the meat would go well with this.
Yeah. A nice salami. Nice charcuterie with salami. Ooh, that'd be really good.
Like finocchiona would be yummy. I love finocchiona. The fennel, which would work well with the licorice. Yeah, I think it would be good. Honestly, I would only do it with meats. I don't think this could stand up to much else. Perhaps pizza, perhaps.
Maybe. How about a nice fig jam on some nice crisp bread? That would be good, I think, because it would bring a little bit of the jammy.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're totally right.
That's good.
Yeah, it's delicious. $18.99, I think it's a really elegant pour for $18.99.
All right. Well, let's take a hot break. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We are doing Red Blend to remind you, just in case you forgot. And we're on to our last bottle picked up by Seaboard Wine Warehouse. Thank you again for donating the wine. This is called Canonkop Cadet Cape Blend 2017. So this is from South Africa.
Oh, whereabouts?
Stellenbosch. Stellenbosch is their biggest. It's actually known as the Red Wine Bowl, because they make such delicious red wines from there. It's world renowned. Mm-hmm. And if you revisit our South African podcast, you'll remember, or you'll learn, that up until the internet came about, South Africa wasn't really known for the most delicious wines. And then they got to researching, essentially. And now they make really delicious European wines, European style wines, I should say, old world style. So they're earthy, and this is no exception. This is first of all, it's $16.99 at Seaboard Wine Warehouse. And it's a mixture of Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, which is added for nose, Merlot, and Pinotage.
Does Cabernet Franc, does Franc mean French there?
Maybe. I don't know the answer to that.
And what's Pinotage?
Pinotage is a grape that's specific to South Africa, and it is a cross blend. It's a cousin of Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir was crossed with Cinsault to make it a little more hearty, because if you've watched Sideways or done any peripheral research on Pinot Noir, it is extremely finicky to grow, very thin skinned. So they crossed it with Cinsault, which is a thick skinned grape, to get Pinotage. Okay. I don't like Pinotage by itself. You can get it. It's a South African offering, but it's really, really earthy. Too earthy for me.
Okay.
Just saying a lot because I like French wine.
Yeah, you do tend to like French wine. And I guess maybe it pairs well with food, but it's not just a standalone, hey, I'm going to sit on my back deck and sip this kind of thing.
Yeah, no. I think, honestly, and South Africa is known for their lamb. Delicious with lamb. So let's give this a taste. Pour it from your Lipton green tea ginger plastic bottle you got there.
Step down from Diet Coke, yes.
No, step up. Oh, my gosh. Such a step up.
I meant stepping down like from a Diet Coke addiction.
I see.
Yes.
The nose is quite strong.
It's very unusual. It smells, I know. This is the one that I thought smelled like beef jerky.
It's got a definite beef component to it. There's a sweetness to it.
Yeah, it is. It's a very unique smell.
I would say that's the Pinotage. Pinotage is a very unique grape.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful, like, it's not too inky, but it's a very bold aromatic wine.
Oh, yes. This is the one that felt cold on my tongue, which you said, because it has a higher alcohol content, it will, because it's alcohol, just like rubbing alcohol will make you feel chilled. It cools your tongue, actually.
Yeah, it does. It's a bigger wine. Not a lot of tannin. Graceful.
Mm-hmm, I do. I like this blend a lot. And that's the cool thing about red blends. If you're a person who typically thinks, oh, I don't like red wine. It's too much. The red blends are a really nice go-to option for you if you're trying to expand your palate. Includes so many other grapes, and Sarah can make some recommendations for you, certainly,
always,
if you want to dip your toe in the pool of red blends. Just, you know, comment on our social media, Wine and Danny Podcast, on Instagram and Facebook, and Sarah would be happy to make some recommendations for you just so you can try it out.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to help you with a dinner party or maybe a gift. But yeah, I think this is surprisingly elegant for the price. I mean, it's what, $16.99. This drink's more expensive than that, I think. And I think that's true of a lot of South African wines because it's not that well known of a region. And I think that you can get some delicious wines out of South Africa. And again, we have a podcast in our past, if you go back through our episodes, about South African wine.
This is our 67th podcast.
Ooh.
Totally binge on Wine and Dandy.
Please do. Because, I mean, we're in a pandemic right now. And hopefully the next time we're broadcasting will be in less of a quarantine. I don't know. Such a weird time.
Well, we were talking about how we're each keeping a list of things from the pandemic. Just so we can remember. And I think that's really a good idea for everybody. Because, like I was saying, I come out of the womb with no long-term memory. So I have to write stuff down. And about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, we decided, you know, there's some weird, wonderful things happening that we will want to remember. So I'm keeping a pandemic list. And Cher she's flourishing her paper. She has her pandemic list, but yours is a little different. Yours is very clever. Tell folks what you've got.
Well, thank you. So I have kept a list of the, quote, unexpected companions of my quarantine. And so I've been in my husband's office. I've totally taken it over. Granted, he was furloughed, so he wasn't using it. And he's recently gone back to work, thank God. And while I've been in here, I've gotten to get a little load of his world. So there's a peace lily in here that I've been nurturing. I nurtured it before, but I'm keeping a closer eye on it now. There are two chipmunks that come into my window every morning.
Like, favorite.
Oh my God, they're so cute. I can't stand it. There's a Simon and Garfunkel poster on the wall.
Did y'all go to that concert together or he just has the poster?
No. Yeah. No, it's mine. I was a DJ for a long time, like club mm-hmm. DJ and whatnot. And my mom, when I was like 15, gave me all her LPs. And cool. She had Bookends by Simon and Garfunkel. Mm-hmm. She had had it 30 years. Huh? Didn't know there was a poster inside. She never found the poster. So I'm like pulling it out, playing it. Opened it up. I was like, Mom. And she's like, I had no idea that was in there. And so I put it through hell, basically. It was in my dorm room. It was in all the terrible apartments I lived through. So the corners are all ripped. But I got it framed professionally now, so it's safe. And it's on our wall. And I love this poster because it makes me think of my mom. And it makes me think of like all the time I spent in college. So yeah, I look at it every day. I love it.
Cool.
And then the last thing I'll mention is the fact that my husband, I mean, it is going to be the number one thing I miss from this quarantine is that my husband brings me coffee with my 4-year-old son every day at 8 a.m. because, quote, I thought it was the time you'd need the coffee most to get you over the hump.
Oh, and it's so cute. If you can see it, he comes. I've seen the video. He comes. He's in an apron. It's like a concierge and his tidy concierge friend.
Yes.
And what does he say when he opens the door?
He always says, "Your coffee's ready." And then he wants, if I don't clap, though, he makes me. He's like, "You're supposed to clap."
You're like, "Oh, sorry, I was actually doing a morning show, but hold on, everybody."
That's exactly. So it's honestly the best thing ever.
And that's the thing that we need to focus on. Yes, this is a difficult and unusual time, but you know, let's all focus on some really cool things that are happening. Like it's the prettiest spring we can recall. And it's
truly,
just beautiful.
Truly. Yeah. So on that note, let's go out on the bright side, Jamie. If you want to talk to us, correspond with us. Oh Lord, we have more time than ever to correspond with you. So please hit us up on our Facebook or Instagram. Those are the only two social media platforms that we're on. Mm-hmm. We would love to talk to you, give you recommendations, you know, just shoot the breeze.
Yeah, we want to hear your pandemic list. What's going on? What weird, wild, wonderful things are happening where you are.
Exactly. What are you reading? What are you drinking? What are you watching? We want to know. And that's all at Wine and Dandy Podcast. You have to put the podcast in there, but that's where you'll find us. We thank you, and we hope you give us 5 stars on iTunes and, you know, tell your friends, because the more people at a party, the more fun the party, right?
That's right. You're not drinking alone. You're drinking with us.
Indeed. So cheers.